Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-3201-0005-5563.
Okay, let me pull up your file real fast. All right, is this Precise Marketing and Sales?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yeah, so we had office.
And is this David?
Yes.
All right. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
919-673-4585.
All right. Okay, let me just confirm some information here that I have on file, and then I'll answer some questions. Are we still located at 2405 Bearded Iris Lane?
I am.
High Point, North Carolina, 27265?
Correct.
All right. And is your email david1167@nc.rr.com?
Nah, let me give you a different email.
Okay. Go ahead.
DTS.
As in David Tom Sam?
Yep. 1167@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Perfect. All right. And how do you structure your business? Is it a LLC? Is it S-Corp?
S-Corp.
S-Corp. And how long have you guys been in business?
I have been in business for over three years.
Okay. And you are the 100% owner?
I am.
All right. All right, so we have many programs available. So depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do here so I can point you in the right direction.
Well, let me kind of tell you what's been going on. Obviously, man, I can't get a loan through my banks. I got, you know, checking account. I process credit cards once a month, and I have people that pay me by check. I am a marketing firm. I'm a franchise or franchised out, so it's a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, cash flow is the key to my business being successful. And I've had some businesses close on me this year. I have people that owed me money that went out of business, and you know, I roughly put out a product that cost me about $55,000 five times a year. So I'm spending a lot of money getting my product out, and I have to pay for it up front and then rely on people paying me.
Yeah.
So I've taken out a few of those. I guess those are what you would call payday loans, which is destroying my business right now, because when money's not coming in, they're still taking money out. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And trying to find somebody that will give me a line of credit, you know, to work with here, to pay those off and have some cash flow.
I gotcha. Okay, so what we have here is working capital. Have you ever worked with a capital loan before?
Nah.
Okay, so a capital loan is going to be similar to a line of credit. The difference is that it, instead of a line of credit, it is a unsecured cash loan. And it's more based off of your sales more so than it is off your credit. So if your credit is kind of hurt, this will definitely not, I mean, the credit part won't hurt, getting this loan. Now we do have to take a look at your credit, but it's not a big factor. The main factor is your gross annual sales. So if you have good cash flow, we can assume that you can, cash flow the note. That being said, the capital loans now are going to be, you know, your shorter term. Now, they're going to be a little bit more expensive than your normal nationwide bank, and that's only because it is an unsecured cash loan. But if it does make sense for your business to take out this, you know, this loan, and you can make money off of it, you know, especially if you need it for cash flow, it definitely makes sense for the business, and, you know, that's where it comes from.
My challenge is my wife and I use personal credit cards to fund our business. I mean, our credit utilization is through the roof because we have to use personal credit cards to fund it. Every time we pay those cards off, I have to turn around and use those cards again. So the credit bureaus by the time they report again, it doesn't show a zero balance. It always shows a balance on there because they got that 30-day window.
Yeah.
So when it's paid off, you know, I charge it back up again. And I only have one. I have one bad thing on my credit report from back in, I think, 2009 or 10, and it's actually identity theft fraud. It's coming off any time now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you know, happen to know what your credit score is at?
Equifax, I think it's 585 or 582 or something.
Okay. So we only pull from one. We pull from Experian, so it's a soft pull. But like I said, these capital loans, isn't based off your, you know, your credit as much. Which 585, you know, we work with creditors A to D, so that's totally fine. Now, how much were you looking to take out? How much do you need?
Well, I'd like to pay off a couple of loans and have some money in the bank, you know, a couple of these loans and have some money on the in the bank, you know, probably $100,000.
Okay. Now you say these loans. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if that's feasible, but you know.
Yeah. We'll find out here. Now you say these loans. What kind of loans are you talking about? Just like your credit card debt, like your own personal debt, or?
It's the payday loans. I want to get them off my plate, not take money out of my account every day.
Okay, I gotcha. Do you happen to know how many loans you have out, or what the balances are on them?
I think one is like $20,000, and another one's like $16,000.
Okay.
And maybe one for $12,000.
Okay.
Actually, okay. You know what? It's about 40. I'm sorry. About 40.
40 on the first one? Or on the last one?
Well, no, just...
All together?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Let me see here. Now, are those set up on, like, weekly payments or monthly payments? How are those set up?
Now, I have one that's on daily.
Mm-hmm.
And one that I pay monthly.
Okay. Daily and monthly. Okay, and do you know what your payback is or what your interest rate is on those?
I think it's down near 20%, somewhere in that area.
Okay. Now, and are those collateralized? Or are those just unsecured?
No, they're just those horrible payday loans.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha.
Just, I can't stand them.
Right. Okay. So the thing with us, when do you need to buy? How about that?
Yesterday.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. If I had a time machine, hopefully I could get you that. Right on.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. And then, so I'm just doing some hand notes here. Yes, I mean, the perfect option for you would be to do a capital loan with us, or, you know, just see what you get approved for on those payday loans, because that's what's really hurting you. Those are pretty much what they call, like, Band-Aid loans almost. Are you put up, because you said you don't get paid until your products are done, so are you set up on, like, net 90s or something?
No, not really, man. I got people that, I'm a marketing firm, so if they sign up for the year, their payments are monthly. If they sign up
okay.
for... You know, it's just, it's all kinds of ways.
Sure. Okay. And, let me see here. Now, if we could, yeah, go ahead.
Give me one second, I can go in my email and find this one payoff that I got last week.
Okay.
Hold on one second here and I'll. One second.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second. Let me.
Yeah, you're fine.
Got to go in here and look for it.
So, what's the product that you sell? That's $55,000.
I'm a direct mail marketing firm.
Oh, okay.
We're called RSVP Publications. We're pretty big.
All right, nice. How many units do you sell on those?
Well, they're, when you say units, are you familiar with them?
The direct mailers, yeah.
It all depends. Sometimes I sell 30 cards, sometimes I sell 40, sometimes I sell 28. It's just, there's a lot.
Okay. And how much do those run?
From 5 cents a home to 3 cents. It depends on how much they do, what they commit for, what I can get them for. The price varies.
Okay, I gotcha.
It's always up and down. With on a good day we would love to get, you know, 5 cents a home. I have 100,000 home circulation, so I'd love to get, you know, $5,000 per client each run, but that don't happen anymore after recession.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, the recession hurt a lot of people. Everybody. Let's see here. What are your gross annual sales like? What did you do last year?
I think it was, I don't know, 350 or something. You know, 370, something in there.
Okay. Are you on track for that this year, or are you tracking to beat that?
I'm probably still around the same point.
Okay.
Maybe a little more, a little less. I don't know offhand. I've got one more mailing to go out, so I'm trying to decide if I'm going to put that one out or not, and that's based upon if I can get this loan. Because, like I said, I have to prepay for everything up front, and then I have to rely on my clients to pay me. I mean, the one thing that kills me the most is I have to write a check out for my postage, and I just wrote a check out a couple days ago for almost $19,000 for the postage bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I could put that on credit card, it would make it so much easier on me. But it is. You have to write a check to the post office. You can't. They won't accept credit cards.
Yeah, great. Okay. Now, what happens? Do you have a plan B if you don't get this? Like, what's your plans?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm exploring those as we talk.
Right. I gotcha. Have you been shopping around or anything? Do you have an approval anywhere else, or?
I had one for another loan, and I'm not interested in doing it.
Okay.
I don't.
Who was that with?
I don't know. It's one of them payday loans where they were going to do it weekly, and I don't have any interest in doing that. These have about shut my doors down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, is it just because of the weekly payment that you can't keep up with, or is it because it just hurts the cash flow?
Well, I mean, it hurts my cash. I mean, it's daily payments, and I don't have people paying in daily. I got people paying in once a month, so I have to have a nest egg there.
Right, I gotcha. Totally understand.
Or it's not me.
Mm-hmm. The way we work over here is, with these working capital loans, there's three different payment options. It's going to be either monthly, weekly, or daily, because we have all three of those. And, you know, once we get you approved, we can see what makes the most sense for the business. I can absolutely try to get you that monthly. That's not up to me. It's like completely up to my underwriters. But what I can do is I can tell them, you know, what your situation is, and I know how you have cash flow, and that's definitely the heart and soul of your company is cash flow. Now, that's just dependent on what you qualify for.
Now, hey, listen, Knight Capital Funding is one of the ones that I owe money to.
Knight Capital?
Knight Capital Funding.
Okay.
And as of September 9th, which was a week ago, the remaining balance was $15,149.16, but I've made payments for the last week on that, so it's going to be less than that.
Okay, that's fine. If I just have a rough estimate.
Yeah, it'll be $1,000 less than that.
Perfect. Okay. Do you have any information on the other ones that you have?
Not offhand, but I could get them if I needed to explore and find them.
Okay.
One of them's a monthly payment for like 18 something, and I, like I said, I'd like to. My goal is to pay those two off and then have some cap, you know, have some cash flow in there.
Right.
See, I start signing new clients for next year in October. And they won't start paying me till January 1st. So, you know, the re-signs and going after people when they're doing their budgets is getting ready to be key time for me.
Yeah, I gotcha. Just out of curiosity, you know, we also do equipment financing as well. So, you know, if you have anything that could help out with that, you know, we could also help you out any way that we can with the equipment. I mean, I don't know how you get your mailers. I mean, do you have any presses or machines or anything like that, or is that just...
There's only one company in the U.S. that has the machines that are able to do the coalition and wrap and all that.
Okay.
There was two of them, and the one company sold to the other, so we're SOL on that. They've monopolized the entire, you know, industry on us. They rape us every time they charge us, so...
Yeah, of course. Of course they would. All right. Well, I mean, if you're interested, I mean, we can move forward here. You know, from the information you've given me here so far, you know, you have some good cash. How do your bank statements, by the way? Are your bank statements, are they good cash flow in there? Do you have any negative days or anything like that?
Any what?
Negative days?
On one account, I had two that came back to me because money was taken out of my account that wasn't supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
To one account, but my PNC account has nothing like that in it.
Okay. And it's good beginning balances, good ending balances, things like that.
That again?
So, like on your bank statements, it's going to be good beginning balances and good ending balances because they're going to take a look at that.
Well, like say in August.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my beginning balance was $10,830. My ending balance was $12,342.
Okay, yeah, so that's perfect. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so I mean, if you want to, David, what we can do is I can send you the list of paperwork that we'll need. I can see what I can do for you. And I will meet with my underwriters, because I actually meet with them every Friday, and I can tell them about your situation and the cash flow, and, you know, really try to push to get you, a good payment. What are your, I know it's kind of hard to say, but what have you budgeted monthly for on payment-wise?
What could I?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you take those $192 a day times five,
It'd be 21. So about 4,000.
That's $960 a week just on that one loan times four. It's $3,840 a month, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends. I mean, I could pay that on a monthly basis, but on a weekly basis, I don't want to pay it because on a monthly, you know, like I said, I get paid. I run credit cards and get checks once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better for me to have a monthly payment than a weekly or daily payment.
Okay. I can definitely push for that. The best way I can say to go about this is just give me the paperwork. Let me see what I can work with. And then we can go from there.
Let me give you another email to send the paperwork to me in. Is this something I can do online and email back to you, or do I have to print all this stuff off and fax it?
The only thing that you might need to just print off and either scan it and fax would just be the application, just because we need a wet signature on there. Other than that, if you do like online banking and things like that, you can just email me the bank statements.
All right, do me a favor. Shoot me an email to this email, and I'll get you the bank statements over right now.
Okay, which the email you just gave me or a different one?
I'll give you a different one to send those to.
Okay, let me see. All right, go ahead.
It's David at RSVP Triad, TRIAD .com.
TRIAD?
TRIAD .com.
.com. David at RSVPTriad.com.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. I will send that over the next 5 minutes. And then it'll have, like, my contact information and just a short list of things that I'll need. And if you just get those over to me and I can take a look at them and, you know, we can get you going, because I know you did it pretty fast. So we'll see what we can do for you.
All right. Perfect.
All right, David. If you have any questions or anything like that, feel free to reach out to me.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.